We're so thankful for Brother Alex, what's to take place soon. Refer to a couple of scriptures that I hope would be of some encouragement to him and to us, to remind us again, might renew our feelings and dedications as members of the church. Book of Joshua, the first chapter, the 9th verse. Portion of that verse. Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. The children of Israel were entering into a new life, entered into something different. The Lord had blessed them to that point, but they were coming into what was a good picture of the church kingdom. And he's telling the children of Israel to be of good courage. You'll face difficulties. You'll face some temptations that you did not face before. But he said, be of good courage, because the Lord God is with you. And he is both able and determined to bless as he did in those days. There's a wonderful thing about living your life in the church. It's the best life. It's a place that God has made for you to live. There's no place on earth like it. And it's encouraging, and it's a great blessing to see someone that starts out early in their life as a church member. There's many great blessings to be had. Second chapter of Acts, we find again the beginnings, the establishment of the New Testament church, and the encouragement and possibly some of the difficulties that they faced. But in the second chapter, I want to mention one verse in particular. Second chapter of Acts in the 46th verse. And they continued daily in one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. There was a union that was established between the people and between the churches. As a New Testament pattern, there was great joy that God's people had in having communication and communion with the other churches and with the other saints of God. They continued in one accord, and there was great gladness to be had when the Lord's people are blessed to do so. I hope that our lives, and that Alex's life, will be such a joyful thing. It will not be without trouble. Will not be without temptations. But the Lord is stronger than all those. If we follow Him to the extent that we follow Him, then those temptations will not overcome, and we might be able to say, as we and as Him comes to the end of His life, say with the Apostle Paul, is recorded in the 4th chapter of 2 Timothy, ended his life a good life of service, one that God had blessed him with many blessings and had enabled him to endure many sufferings. He would end it in this matter, or speak of the end of it in this matter, in the 4th chapter of 2 Timothy 7 and 8. I have fought a good fight. I've finished my course. I've kept the faith. Henceforth is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. What a wonderful way to come to the end of one's life. And I pray that, both you and I, and especially as we think about Alex this morning, that when he comes to the end of his life, that he can look back rejoicing, and not regretfully, but rejoicing that the Lord has blessed him to spend his days in his kingdom. May God bless him. May God bless the church here, your pastor and your deacons and your servants. Pray for us and come visit us when you can. Bless you.